Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reclaiming Childbirth as a Rite of Passage Weaving Ancient Wisdom with Modern Knowledge, is a nonfiction book by midwife, educator, and researcher Rachel Reed. It examines childbirth through the combined lenses of physiology, history, anthropology, and contemporary maternity care research. Rather than treating birth only as a medical procedure, the book frames it as a major life transition that carries emotional, social, and embodied significance. Reed critiques institution-centered maternity systems that can undermine autonomy and physiological birth, while arguing that mothers hold primary knowledge of their own bodies and babies. The book is aimed at parents, midwives, doulas, educators, and others interested in birth advocacy and evidence-based care. Its purpose is both analytical and practical to help readers understand why childbirth is often managed in ways that conflict with women's needs, and to offer a broader framework for reclaiming birth as a meaningful rite of passage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childbirth reframed as a rite of passage rather than a clinical event. A central idea in the book is that childbirth should be understood as a profound transition, not simply as an episode of medical management. Reed draws on the concept of rites of passage to show that birth changes identity, relationships, and bodily experience in ways that deserve recognition. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from the narrow goal of controlling labor and towards supporting the person undergoing it. By presenting birth as transformative, the book argues that care should protect psychological safety, bodily autonomy, and the continuity of physiological processes. The rite of passage lens also helps explain why so many women feel a mismatch between their lived experience and institutional maternity care. The system often treats the event as a risk to be managed, while the mother experiences it as a major threshold in life. Reed uses this perspective to advocate for preparation that strengthens self-trust and embodied knowledge, rather than dependence on external authority alone. Secondly, a critique of institution-centered maternity care and its effect on women. The book is explicitly critical of modern maternity care when it is organized around institutional convenience, routine intervention, or professional control instead of the needs of the birthing person. Reed does not reject maternity care. Rather, she questions the assumptions that can make care outdated or misaligned with physiology. This critique is important because it helps readers understand how systems can normalize practices that are not always necessary, even when they are presented as standard. The book suggests that when institutions dominate decision-making, women may lose access to informed choice, continuity, and respect for their preferences. It also points out that such systems can create pressure on care providers, who may be working within structures that discourage individualized support. By analyzing the maternity system as a cultural and organizational problem, the book moves beyond personal birth preference and asks readers to examine the broader environment shaping birth outcomes and experiences. Thirdly, physiological birth, embodied wisdom, and the role of self-trust. Reed places strong emphasis on physiological birth and on the idea that birthing women have their own embodied expertise. This is one of the book's most practical arguments because it changes how preparation for birth is understood. Instead of treating knowledge as something delivered only by professionals, the book encourages women to develop trust in their bodies, instincts, and responses. That does not mean ignoring medical knowledge. Rather, it means using evidence in a way that supports, rather than overrides, normal birth processes. The author links self-trust to better birth preparation because fear, confusion, and over-reliance on outside control can interfere with physiological labor. The book therefore encourages knowledge that helps women recognize how their bodies work, what supports labor, and how to identify when intervention is truly needed. This approach is especially relevant for readers who want practical tools for navigating birth without losing sight of the body's own capabilities. Fourthly, using history, anthropology, and research to bridge ancient wisdom and modern evidence. One of the book's distinguishing features is the way it combines different kinds of knowledge. Instead of relying on a single discipline, Reed weaves historical context, anthropological ideas about rites of passage, scientific understanding of physiology, and maternity care research into own framework. This interdisciplinary method gives the book analytical depth because it shows that birth practices are not fixed or purely technical. They are shaped by culture, values, and power. The phrase ancient wisdom in the title does not imply nostalgia or rejection of modern knowledge. Instead, it suggests that older human insights about birth, transition, and support can be examined alongside current evidence. This allows the book to challenge the assumption that progress always means more intervention. It also makes the argument accessible to a broad audience, since readers can approach the subject from social, scientific, or personal perspectives. The result is a nuanced account that treats childbirth as both biologically grounded and culturally meaningful. Lastly, advocacy, communication, and navigating maternity systems with informed choices. The book gives practical attention to how women can protect their birth preferences within maternity systems that may not naturally support autonomy. Reed highlights the importance of knowing one's rights, communicating decisions clearly, and preparing preferences in a way that care providers can use. This is not presented as a substitute for systemic change, but as a realistic strategy for people who must give birth within existing institutions. The book also recognizes the value of advocates such as doulas, who can help preserve the birthing person's focus and reduce unnecessary discussion during labor. That point is significant because it connects advocacy to physiology. Fewer disruptions can support the natural flow of birth. By including these practical considerations, the book becomes more than a critique of maternity care. It offers readers a way to think about how informed choice, support people, and careful communication can make a difference even when the surrounding system remains imperfect. This pragmatic layer is what gives the book immediate usefulness for parents and birth professionals alike. In conclusion, this book will be most valuable to pregnant readers, partners, doulas, midwives, childbirth educators, and anyone interested in the politics and physiology of birth. Its main benefit is that it gives readers a structured way to understand childbirth as both a biological process and a significant human transition. That dual focus makes it useful for people who want evidence-based guidance without reducing birth to a checklist of interventions or a purely personal experience. Compared with many childbirth books that concentrate mainly on labor techniques, medical risk, or consumer-style birth planning, Reed's book stands out for its broader interpretation of what birth means. It does not simply tell readers how to prepare for labor. It asks them to reconsider the cultural assumptions behind maternity care itself. The book is especially distinctive in its integration of anthropology, history, physiology, and lived experience, which gives it both intellectual range and practical relevance. Readers looking for a more reflective and system-aware discussion of childbirth will find it unusually thoughtful and well-positioned within the birth literature. If you'd like to support Rachel Reed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.